The first reading today is from the prophet Isaiah, and in it we hear this. Is this the manner of fasting I wish, of keeping a day of penance? That a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? This, rather, is a fasting I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless. You get the idea. And then in the Gospel from Matthew, we hear, the disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as a bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." The word of the Lord. We're here on the vestibule of Lent, and we think about fasting, our first days of fasting, of penance. But what does God really want from us right now? That's the thing. What we hear Jesus telling us is the days will come when it will be time to mourn and fast and put on a long face. But that's not today. Today, at the beginning of Lent, the Lord is still with us, but the time is getting short. The Lord is still here, so now is the time to do the work of the Lord, not the time for sackcloth and ashes. That's where we get the first reading. Does he want us to bow down like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? No, to set captives free. That's the work for today, to let the world know that God is present and active through his people, that Christ, though he died, is not dead, and people, because of Jesus' name, feed the poor, care for the oppressed, preach the good news that Jesus is risen. But the time is short. 40 days we have in this season, but we have today. Today, then, how we are to celebrate Lent is to make it known that God is still present. Feed the oppressed. Set free the oppressed. Break every yoke. Share your bread with the hungry. These are the things at the beginning of Lent that we should be thinking about. Does the world know that you're here today? Is the world a better place because you are here today? Make that presence known to the oppressed.